money is tight, of course, and your agency's looking for ways to keep the wheels turning without losing momentum. Former OFPP Administrator Steve Kelman says you might should think about share in savings contracts. They let you put the upfront costs of setting up projects on the contractors. Steve here to talk about how these contracts can work, and have to ask you first of all, thanks for being on the program today.
My pleasure. Appreciate your
time.
Thanks for having me.
I got to ask you, a lot of folks in the federal community know that your wife is Shelley Metzenbaum, who's a very important official at the Office of Management and Budget, and also won a Fed 100 award this week.
She did.
Has she let it go to her head? Has she been unlivable this week?
She is a very modest person, and it has not gone to her head even slightly.
I expected nothing less because everybody that I know that knows her says that's the case. So you're not just saying that because you have to.
I understand. Saying it because it's the truth.
Your piece in FCW this week, insightful as always. Why have people gotten away from share and savings contracts, you think?
Well, that's a good question. I we ought to put this whole conversation in the context of what I think for the federal contracting officer community, 1102 community in government, needs to see as a sort of a strategic priority for the foreseeable future in this budget environment we're in, the deficits we're in, that one of the real contributions we ought to be thinking about making, and share and savings, of course, fits into this, is how are we going to save money on the products and services we buy? How is the contracting community, that is not the contractor community, but the government folks, going to make a contribution towards reducing the deficit? And that's going to be with us for the next few years. In a lot of ways, that's good news for contracting folks, because that's very much in our culture. And I think it is one of the new faces of how do contracting people support their program customers, and both getting good products and services, and now I think trying to save money as well. So share and savings fits into that. I think we got away from it. We never really got, unfortunately, very much into it. I mean, share and savings is basically a way where if a contract you're thinking of doing is going to save the government a lot of money or generate a lot of revenue, such as through debt collection or fraud detection or whatever, the basic idea of share and savings is pay the contractor in the form of a share of the savings their efforts generate. So the more savings the contractor generates, the more money they get. The less savings, they get no savings, maybe they literally get paid nothing at all. So it saves the government money because the government only pays out to the extent the government has gained even more. That's the basic idea. There was momentum around it in the beginning of this millennium. And my good friend and colleague Tom Davis, who at that time obviously was a leader in Congress, got some legislation passed that made it easier to do share and savings. You could do it without his legislation, but his legislation made it easier as a pilot program. Unfortunately, the Bush administration never really pushed this at all, and then unfortunately, partly due to some opposition from some, I think, very unfortunate opposition from some self-styled watchdog groups, it never got renewed. So it sort of has been out of the picture for a few years, and now I think it's beginning to come back.
The potential, though, exists, don't you think, for there to be some hair splitting about what exactly saving money looks like?
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons. I mean, this is not contracting 101. I mean, this is a fairly advanced form of contracting. What you need to do up front in the contract is to specify the methodology for what the savings are and how they're going to be measured. If I were the government trying to negotiate one of these, especially a more complex one, I would hire some expertise, legal, contracting, really make sure I get some good people who can help protect the government's interest here. But no, you're absolutely right, Francis. You need to define in the original contract what is a savings, how do we count it, and so forth.
I'm imagining every cloud computing vendor in government going, yeah,
well, I mean,
bring on the share and savings contracts. Because you can demonstrate, if you would have continued to do it the way you're doing it, you would have spent X, and I'm going to be able to help you spend X minus Y.
Yeah, I mean, depending on how great, I guess I'd make two observations. You don't necessarily want to use share insurance for something where there is no risk of implementation. And I don't know enough about the technology to say whether cloud computing is no risk. If it's no risk, just pay for it. And then in some sense, the government gets all the savings. It's when, you know, we obviously have a lot of failed IT projects, a lot of failed business process reengineering projects where the government has paid out a lot of money. The ideal project for share and savings, certainly from the government's perspective, is one where there is very high potential reward of getting potentially a lot of savings, but there's also some risk involved. It's not just a slam dunk. Again, I don't know if about the technology to know where cloud computing fits on that, but certainly anything, IT project, business process engineering project, whatever, that has the potential either to save the government a lot of money or to generate, you know, revenues through fraud detection or better collection of fees that are due to the government. It's been used in some states to modernize their tax systems. Those are the kinds of things that are good candidates for share and savings.
You've got some good examples and criteria laid out in your column, which is on fcw.com, the lectern, and we have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. So if you want to know more about share and savings contracts, Steve lays it all out for you there. And I appreciate you being on the show to talk about it today.
Francis, you have a nice weekend, and all the listeners have a nice weekend.
Same to you, and congratulations again to Shelley.
Thank you so much.
Steve Kelman, former OFPP administrator, now with Kennedy's School of Government at Harvard on